Now we are going to move to paper eight, regulatory assets, Kenichi.
Good morning. In the May meeting, the committee discussed this issue. In the discussion, we understand that the committee generally supported the staff recommendation that the committee should not add this issue to its agenda, primarily because this issue is too broad for the committee to address. However, the committee noted that the board meeting was scheduled right after the May committee meeting, and in that meeting, the project-level priorities of the board was expected to be discussed as part of deliberations on agenda consultation matters. So the committee decided to wait for the results of the board discussions before it issued an agenda decision and asked the staff to inform the committee of the results of the discussions in the next meeting. In response to the committee's request, we put a brief summary of the board's discussion in this paper. And in summary, the board unanimously supported giving priority to developing a standards level proposal for rate regulated activities as short-term board project. Because of the results of the board's discussion, and because this issue is too broad for the committee to deal with, we recommend that the committee not to add this issue to its agenda and issue tentative agenda decision with changes of wording Wayne just mentioned in the opening session. And instead, the committee should bring this issue to the board's attention for the deliberation on potential projects in future meetings.
Comments? I take the lack of comment as agreement with the... Oh, Andrew.
I've got two comments, really. The agenda decision... directionally is fine. It's actually quite definitive in cutting the issue off from this committee, i.e. we decide not to add this issue to the agenda, which I'm more than happy with. But I think, to be fair, I mean, at the moment, the board's discussions, as I understand them, are indicative of the likelihood of taking on a short-term project. And I guess... we're not going to know the final answer to that until the agenda, until later in the year with the feedback statement, is that right? So I just wonder whether, you know, supposing ultimately the board don't decide to take it on, you know, where do we go then? And I just wonder whether this agenda decision should reflect the fact that it's fine at the moment, but we need to keep it under review to make sure that the board's final decision is as they indicated in May.
Certainly, you could ask us to bring it back, say, if by the end of the year the board decided not to go ahead. I'd be very surprised if the board doesn't go ahead with a project.
I agree with that,
but one of the other things that we are highlighting in here, which I think is important, is the fact that the issue is such a broad one that challenged the board so significantly when it was working on the exposure draft for rate-regulated activities. I just wonder whether, even if the board didn't go ahead, which I obviously doubt that'll happen, that this committee would be able to address the issue in an instance where the board hadn't been able to.
Yeah, I know at a staff level we're starting work. We plan, our expectation at least, is, for example, on agriculture, to bring a formal agenda proposal. I think we have to go through that step of saying the board affirmatively adds it to the agenda. We plan to do that in September. I think the other two short-term ones are probably on a similar time scale.
I'm fine if other committee members are fine with this. All I'm making the point is that one of the pillars for rejecting it is on the assumption the board are going to do something. We don't actually know that's the case yet.
It's only one of the pillars.
Yes.
Yep. Scott?
I don't want this back even if the board doesn't take it on, although if we're forced to take it on, I know where my vote goes. But I think we should be definitive and say that we're not going to address it. I did have a just couple of nits on the wording of the tentative agenda decision. In the paragraph following the bullet points, the second sentence says the committee reached a conclusion in 2005 on the subject of whether or not it would be appropriate to recognize a regulatory asset. In light of that sentence that we took out, I'm not sure we really reached a conclusion on whether it would be appropriate. What we really did was discuss it and decide regulatory assets aren't special such that they can be recorded even if they don't meet the framework. So maybe instead of reached a conclusion, just say discussed in 2005 the subject of whether or not it would be appropriate to recognize an asset, then go on and say, you know, we decided if it meets the meets the definitions in the framework, go ahead. If not, no.
I think that's a good change. Andrew?
Sorry, I did have one other comment. I'm not sure there's much we can do about it, but in the first paragraph, there's the description of the submission. It talks about being permitted to recover costs or required to refund independently of the delivery of future services. And I think that's what the submission said, so I presume that's what you've got that in here. But I thought we discussed last time that if that really was the case, then you've got a receivable or a payable, and it's no big deal. And the real difficulty here is the inability to demonstrate that these things, the rights and obligations, are independent of the delivery of future services. But if that's what the submission said, then I guess you have to faithfully describe what it said, even though I thought we agreed last time, if that really was the case, then there's no big accounting issue.
We kind of thought the submission was really describing a null set, but it actually existed, it's okay.
Michael, is that a transcription of...
That is correct. Yes, the submission did highlight that as a characteristic of the example they gave. And yes, we did have the discussion around the fact, well, if that really was the case, then you probably meet the definition of a financial asset or a financial liability, in which case we've already got guidance. But I think in part of the discussion as well, we recognise the fact that actually in many, many cases, when regulatory pricing is concerned, that's not the case. And that from the broader perspective, that's the more challenging area, and that's the area that really we've reminded readers of AFRIC Update, that's what we looked at previously, and the basis on which the committee decided not to take something onto its agenda more generally about regulatory activities.
Okay, subject to those changes, and I think there's not much we can do, Andrew, to resolve the uncertainty point except to make the commitment to the committee that if it, for some reason, this bounces at the board level, we have to at least bring it back and offer you the opportunity. So no objections reflecting those changes to this decision?
Yes.
Okay. You'll all get a chance to see it when we ask you about update. Okay, we are now roughly a half hour ahead of schedule.